to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Thursday, the first day of February 2007. On today's program, I have Ed Brown coming on from New Hampshire with more updates. And I just read something off of Keene Free Press, a message from Ed, and I think this just about says it all. Something very important is going on here. Sure, it starts with my tax case, but let's look at the big picture here. I'm providing a place for us to make a difference for the people for this country. I even offered to pay the taxes just so they would leave me alone. But no, they took my guns before ever being convicted of anything. They took my wife and court-ordered her away from me. Now they want much more money than they say I owe. They want my house. And will again offensively attack me and take my life as well as those around me here now unless we have enough people to make a difference. We may never have another chance. I need people here now. Now is the time. And who the coordinator is on this, and I'm going to urge people, ladies and gentlemen, because there was a similar situation that happened here in Texas with John Joseph Gray. And they left him alone because Mr. Gray was not coming off of his property. He was set up. This is a story that goes back more than 5 years, ladies and gentlemen. And John Joe Gray is still on his property up in Trinidad, Texas, and he's not ventured off of his own property. Now, essentially, they probably got more out of this than John Joe Gray would have given them if he gave himself up. But that would have put him in the very system that was going after him in the first place. He made the egregious mistake by going to local churches, talking to pastors, trying to educate them. And, well, he stepped on a few toes up there, even judges that one judge, this is not funny, but one of the judges up there that was in on this deal, he'd been carted away by the EMS on three different occasions for overdose on cocaine. So it was highly corrupted up there. And they did not want this man out and moving about freely. Well, as I said, they got more than what they wanted in the first place because John Joe Gray has been a prisoner of his own property for more than 5 years. Ed Brown is going to be joining us here in a few minutes. And I want you people out there to keep one thing in mind, please. That if they can do this to Ed Brown, they can do this to John Joe Gray, they can do it to you, your family members, or anybody else. Unless a stand is made and the gauntlet was thrown down, they will just keep doing this. They'll be picking us off one by one. When you stand together, ladies and gentlemen, it's harder for them to throw the noose around us and haul us away. We'll be right back, right after this.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
An announcement, ladies and gentlemen, on programming. You can go to the website www.republicbroadcasting.org. I always liked org better than com. republicbroadcasting.org. And that is the new website and complete with the streaming on it. We're going to be downloading the archives here in just, what do you say, Chris, a couple days? Hopefully. Okay. I'll cross my fingers and hope, but we have our archives. We'll be downloading those, and those will be put back on the site. We apologize for any inconvenience out there for any of the listeners and supporters of this network. It's been an interesting, just shy of a week here. But we are back on track, ladies and gentlemen, and putting the pieces back together. So having said that, I will bring Ed Brown on the air here. Mr. Brown, are you there, sir? Hello, Mr. Brown.
Who, me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not Mr. Brown.
Okay. Well, we need Ed Brown. Are you okay? You're a caller, but go ahead. We'll get Ed on next.
No, I was just calling. I was trying logging on to your website.
Yes.
And I've seen. I was like, I didn't know what happened, but your screen caller told me it was hacked into. But anyway. Getting back to that last guest, what was the name of that book that he's writing, or is it out already?
I was busy prepping for a program here, and I did not hear the previous program and who the guest was talking about.
Oh, well, anyway.
Eric Phelps, I guess that was on Dr. Deagle's program.
Oh, okay. I thought it was John Stattmiller's program. Oh, it's your program. That's what. Oh, well.
But you know what? Better late than never, but I hope that was some help. We'll have Ed Brown here on a second. Caller, thanks for calling in. Appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll have Ed here in just a second. Now, that's the first time in almost 15 years of broadcasting I've ever done anything like that. Well, I suppose that would help. All right. Ed Brown, are you there, sir?
I am here, sir.
Okay. Ed, I read what was on the Keene Free Press, and a few minutes before the program today, to make sure that you were available, you told me about your wife, and I was not aware that she has been court-ordered to stay away from you.
That's correct.
Okay. Ed, you have to do me a favor. You can't use the speakerphone. It echoes too badly. Okay, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, there you go. Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, I was not aware of this. Your wife is braceleted and ordered to stay away from you. Where is she at right now?
She's in Worcester, Massachusetts with her son.
And when did this order come down, and what reasons did they give for ordering her off your property?
They found her guilty of all bogus allegations, and they said either she has to have an ankle bracelet or she has to stay in a cell until the sentencing, which they said waited until July at tax time to do the sentencing in April.
So this now, in what correlation to your circumstance right now, is this quarter that they found her guilty of what?
Well, they claim it was structuring and willful failure to file, willful failure to hold back tax from employees, stuff like that. About four or five different charges.
And when did they start? When did they start proceedings on you, Ed?
The same time.
Same time.
Yeah, it was a joint trial. She decided to. We walked out after 3 days of the prosecution, and I was watching 3 days of nothing but unlawful due process and the jury tampering by the judge on the incoming jury and jury tampering by the judge on the outgoing jury before they made their deliberation. I said Thursday night we came home, read the jury brochure on what the instructions were to the jury, and I said I'm not going back. We go back there. It's going to be it's a holiday weekend. The jury's going to come in, blah, blah, blah. They're going to want to go home. The judge has ordered them to find us guilty based on his fact of law and his opinion. And I said, that's it. They're going to slam dunk us, so I'm staying home. So I did. But my wife was so terrified. So we did stay home for the following day, which was Friday. And they said something about we were sick or something. But I called them up and told them, no, I wasn't sick. We're not coming in because it's a bogus sham court. So it's a totally unlawful trial. So the following Tuesday, they had rescheduled it again for the following Tuesday. And over the weekend, of course, I worked in my wife's mind, and she was so scared about it that she felt she had to go in and clear it up and end it once and for all. Well, she thought she was going to get justice. I warned her she wasn't going to get it, and she didn't. So instead of their little pat slap on the hand thing, they decide they want to put us in jail for 30 years, which is a death penalty. They want to take all property worth about $4 million, plus they want $2 million more in so-called penalties and fines.
Oh, well, wait a minute. The initial amount was how much?
$626,000.
And that's what you offered to pay the IRS to make them go away and never darken your door again, but they
paid cash. That's correct. Yeah. I'd have paid cash.
They refused that, so now they've tacked on more interest and penalties, and what's the total on this now?
Let's see, one, two, four, five, six. $6 million and 30 years in jail for both of us. So I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think they've totally lost it, so if they want a war, we'll give them one.
Well, and the situation here is that, and I want people to understand this perfectly, they were not interested in the money.
I understand, if I may interject.
Yes.
The judge, we totally denied all of my evidence and totally denied all of my witnesses except for one. And one of my witnesses was right in the courtroom, and they were 10 feet away from me, and they still wouldn't let me present that witness, even.
I thought it was due process of law for everybody to have a fair shot. People think because you go to court that justice is going to be served. What people don't recognize, Ed, that the court system is just the prayer for justice, not a guarantee of it.
Yeah, this is true. It's not even a prayer. They have totally assassinated any form of law or due process in those courtrooms. There is none. It's whatever out of the judge's mouth comes the law.
Well, you've got a situation right now that when I called you yesterday, because you were supposed to be doing a program on the network at...
Yeah, I just get too tired.
At 1 p.m. Eastern, or I'm sorry, Central Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time.
Right.
And when I called you yesterday, there was something that wasn't adding up to with me, and I couldn't figure out why you didn't have any help. I was wondering what your
That's
wife
correct.
Was doing, and I was not even aware that your wife was not even on property.
Correct.
So now I understand better. But today, when I called you, you had a better day. You were able to clean house and do some laundry and return to somewhat normalcy.
Right. By getting most of the people out of the house here. I need the help, but I need really professional help here. I don't need people. See, the emotion, you can't have the emotion in this factor here. It's got to be very calm, collected people who have the ability to not discuss the situation over and over and over again.
Right.
See, I'm not much of a talker unless I've got my facts down, and then I'll talk your ear off. But people want to just talk about emotionally the problems and the issues. Well, the problems and the issues don't solve the problems. You got to go to the cause
right.
to solve it. So I only want to do is if you find me, let's find the answer of the problem and let's resolve it. So what's causing it? Who's causing it? So we found that out. So now we're solving the problem. I know now that it's gone so far in this country that the only thing we can do is just to dig in our heels and let it come. And when it comes, just neutralize it.
The situation now, you need, when you said professional help, Ed, what are you looking for right now?
Like a equivalent to paralegal, a good, calm, collected, but determined with resolve paralegal. I don't know. I mean, even that alone would be enough. I would like to really find somebody that really has the ability that we can get along with. Because personally, when we're living in a house together like this, I mean, you got to be concerned about cabin fever. And if your personalities don't click, it's a horror show real fast.
I understand that problem. Now, Fred Smart is acting as your liaison, is he not?
That is correct.
Now, am I allowed to put out his cell and home phone number?
I would not put his home phone number on, but I would use his cell.
Okay, here's Fred Smart's cell number. If you want to volunteer, if you're a paralegal,
correct.
Or you can assist Mr. Brown in helping him with his illegal problems right now, Fred Smart, his cell number is 847-878-8090. And what I've been attempting to do, and you, when I spoke to you yesterday, Ed, you did not sound good at all.
I wasn't good yesterday. I didn't have any rest.
You sounded extremely fatigued, extremely tired.
I was.
And what we have been trying to do with you is to free up at least an hour of your day so you can go live on the air, do your own talking out of your own mouth. Because to have other people, as you kind of described earlier, when you get too many people involved, it's too hard to control. Things can get out of hand. You don't know exactly who is talking to who and what they're saying. You know, one of the favorite tactics of feds and their minions is to basically set you up.
Yes, sir.
And I have been through that process several times myself. Being accused even of being an FBI informant, which is rather bizarre, doing what I do. Mm-hmm. But we'll put out Fred Smart's his cell number again. But what we're trying to do is free up at least an hour a day, Monday through Friday, for Mr. Brown so he can bring on other people that have been involved in the tax movement, and they can start something that's positive and, more importantly, sustaining. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My special, Ed, and I guess we got to come up with a name for this because you're a guest on this program right now. You're able to walk and talk and walk around your property and prepare your meals and wash your floors and your windows and do your laundry.
For sure.
But you're basically being held prisoner on your own property.
Absolutely. I don't want to. If I leave the property, some stupid, I'm sorry now to the good police officers, but some stupid cop, not a good policeman, some stupid cop is going to get his testosterone going, see me and try to make an arrest on me, and I'm going to have to neutralize it or stop it. And I don't want anyone to get hurt, so I just simply stay home.
Well, and what I would have done, and you're familiar with John Joe Gray up here in Trinidad, Texas?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, he had a little run-in. He was talking to 33rd Degree Masons that were pastors of churches up there and telling him about what's been going on with the government, what he did not know It was a big drug operations up there, judges and police officers involved. And what he was doing was basically upsetting the apple cart up there.
Of course.
So they tried to set him up. They sent somebody in to set him up. And when he realized what was going on, he hightailed it back to his property. Ed, he's been there for over 5 years.
Oh, so he's under siege, too.
Yeah, he has been for 5 years.
Well, why isn't the people in Texas ending it, helping him to end this problem?
Well, the problem is that the warrants are still outstanding for him. We could go up there, and I've given him all the support. I mean, I even gave his wife and him a bulletproof vest, the best we could lay our hands on. But there's not any negotiating up there because they have left him alone. And what they finally figured out is that he's not going to come off of his property. So, in effect, the man has just had a five-year jail sentence imposed.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But they'll do that forever and try to wait him out so that they can eventually end up just taking his property when he passes and so on. See, they're very patient about this. They can afford to be patient. But I don't think I'm going to let it go that long.
Let's go to the phone lines. Curtis in Ohio. Good afternoon, Curtis. You're on with Ed Brown.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm calling because what's happening here is every year they grab somebody like him and make an example.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, the scare tactic, it starts around November and it goes on through the tax season. So what we need to be doing is all of us need to be beating up the representatives, because in Article 1, Section 87, Section 7, Clause 1, all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives. Now, if there's a law, they should know it because they wrote it. And they have a staff and a library, and they should be able to find it. Now, this is what we should be doing here.
Well, and here's the problem with this whole thing. They're in flat denial. We the People Foundation, Bob Schultz, a couple of years ago, several years ago, ran a newspaper ad campaign, spent a ton of money. He was simply asking, show us the law.
Exactly.
Well, and the IRS themselves, at the time, the commissioner of the IRS, Mr. Rossetti, agreed to do at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., and they were going to come in and answer Mr. Schultz's questions. Well, they thought better of it, because the only thing that they were going to ask is, show us the law. Don't show us your codes. Show us the law that enables you to do these codes that makes what you're doing constitutional and thereby legal.
Yeah.
They backed out of that one real quick.
Yeah, but the Internal Revenue Code is a bogus code.
It is. So is the Internal Revenue Service itself, how they're extracting or extorting.
Well, guys, I guess, you know, they're not totally bogus. They have a place. The place where they have, as a fiction that they are, the IRS, they have a place in the District of Columbia and the states of the United States, of course, which are the insular territories. So it's not to say that they're bogus. They're only bogus and out of their jurisdiction in the 50 union states, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Title 26 is a separate code.
Yeah, so we're not going to sit there and say, hey, you guys, you're illegal and unlawful. Well, they're not, as long as they stay in their own backyard.
That's true. They're
it's
not.
Just when they come into our turf in this state, not the state of New Hampshire or the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, it's this state, the New Hampshire state, is where they don't have the jurisdiction.
That's right.
A very definite distinction. They seem to think that they have this federal jurisdiction in their district. Well, their district happens to only be the courthouse, military installations, or the post office, or other needful things that the federal government has acquired lawfully, where they were ceded land to use for lawful purposes. Congress accepted it, and some officer of the federal corporate structure swore an oath to accept it.
Okay.
But we find out that most of these federal courthouses are not ceded land. Uh-oh. You mean where they're listed on Dun & Bradstreet, which in fact they are, you mean they're conducting a business unlawfully state land? They're going to pay their taxes because they owe the states a lot of taxes.
Yeah.
All right. Curtis, hang on a second. Have you got any follow-up or any comment? We're talking with Ed Brown on his... I guess They're going to start calling it a compound before too long. From his home in New Hampshire, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We got a few lines open. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Folks, I just went to go get a cup of coffee in our kitchenette here, and I just passed out and fell on the floor. I've been sick for 3 days, and I went into a coughing spell, and I think I just either hyperventilated or didn't get enough oxygen or whatever. So, Ed, I'm going to hang in here as long as I can, but for any reason I can't continue the program, would you be able to continue for me?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready? Pocket.
Ed? Ed didn't hear what I just said. Ed?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, you didn't hear what I just said. I just passed out in the kitchen in the office here. And if for any reason I can't continue with the show, I've been sick for the last 3 days. I don't know what happened. But
sympathize.
Well, if I can't continue with the program, would you be able to continue in my stead to finish it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Well,
I may guarantee you get some peppermint oil if you're feeling some kind of cramping or stomach problems with a cold. Peppermint oil will get rid of it in a matter of a few minutes.
It's pretty bizarre. It's nothing really specific. Lymph nodes are swelling up, just a general malaise, and you go through these things where you feel okay for a few minutes, and then you feel like, as we used to say in the radio industry about bad-sounding programming, feeling like hammered crap.
Get the essential peppermint oil. Cost you just a few bucks, and you get garlic oil, essential oil. And you take a capsule full of that thing, and you take the peppermint oil, a few drops, suck it up your nose, and swallow it. I guarantee you, you'll feel fine in a few minutes, okay?
Well, we have those products from one of our sponsors at the house. I will do exactly that. Okay, Curtis in Cleveland. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I had to say.
All right. Thanks. Well, Curtis, hey, you're from Cleveland, aren't you?
Right.
Okay. You've been a listener to this program for a number of years. And I've noticed how you've been educating yourself, how you've been coming along in this movement, and I just want to say thank you for staying on the task and staying on the job yourself.
Hey, they make you stay there because they'll be all over you.
In a New York second, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Curtis.
Okay. Bye.
Appreciate it. Walt in Arizona. Hello, Walt.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
John. An AFP for many years has been in the spotlight before. That has been an ad by Don McPherson, the McPherson Group. He's located in Greater Phoenix, and the telephone number to get contact with him, let me give you his background. He's a retired colonel from Vietnam, and after he went in retirement, he went to law school. And he is representing very effectively problems with the IRS. His number is 1-800 BEAT IRS, and he's also on the internet, www.beatirs.com, so you can do your research on that. He's very reliable. Jack McGlam knows him personally also.
Okay.
So that's as much as I can offer, but I'll get off with the next person. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, Walt. Yeah, Jack McGlam, originally being from Arizona, the most decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history. And, well, they don't like him too much down there anymore because he realized there was something that he stood for and his uniform is supposed to stand for, and it's supposed to be the Constitution. You know, police out there, just because you have morning lineups and you've been militarized, that they're telling you that this is department policy, you better check what you're doing because you may yourself become liable. Just because somebody tells you to jump off a bridge, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it. The police officers, I don't care if it's people in military uniform, in a police officer's uniform, I don't care if you wear a business suit and a tie to work. We all operate under the Constitution. That, first and foremost, is the citizen-structured Bible. I don't mean to defame the Bible, but that is under law what we're all supposed to be paying attention to. And folks, as George Bush once put it, it's not a GD piece of paper, it was inspired by God. What an inflammatory thing to say. What an absolute sick, derogatory thing to say about the Constitution, our president. Walt in Arizona. Thank you, Walt. Go ahead, Hello? You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Jeff from Vermont.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I just want to say, hey, Ed, there's a lot of people here that have your back in Vermont if you need any help. Or you want
to... If you're not too far away, it might be nice to have a visit at some point in the not-too-future. On the weekends, we normally receive our guests well.
So we can cruise down there and visit you? I mean...
Yeah, if you let me know ahead of time, yes.
Okay.
You have my number already, I'm sure. Or you get it off the blog.
Are you off, like, I know the White River Junction, Lebanon area pretty well.
Correct. Okay. Just call me.
You're on, like, Route 10?
I'm sorry?
Are you off, like, Route 12, is that?
12A.
12A, okay, all right.
Correct. Center of Town Road.
Okay. I just want to, like, we have an agreement that, you know, if you study, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but, you know, there are founding forefathers, Jefferson and Washington, Monroe, Madison. They all looked at income taxes as time taken away from your life, giving it to your money and your labor to the government. You know, if you work 40 hours a week and you're giving a third of your time, which is labor, which is money to the government, then that's slavery, you know, and they were adamantly against it. And that's why it took so long and progressed so long in our country before we, you know, they tricked basically the Congress or deceive them into saying that it was the income tax was you know plausible and we needed it you know to support the Federal Reserve Act, and you know then they didn't enact really the income tax till after 1948 when people got back from the war and it was patriotic to you know support the government. And it's nonsense, you know, if it comes down to it. And you're doing the right thing because we don't need to give our time and our life to the government in support of their policies. And that's you know, it's just ridiculous. And that's the way I look at it. It's just, cause you don't, that's the only thing you have on this, in this world is time. And God gave you time, and that's it.
What he did was he loaned us our bodies. Anything that we collect here on Earth, it's just temporarily on loan, just as our lives are, and we've got to give it back when the time comes. But the point about this is that we're able to live our lives in freedom and liberty. We have the right to contract with who we want to, not a de facto government that crams us into contracts by way of benefit. This is how they snag people when they're talking to you about entitlements and issuing Social Security numbers. I don't necessarily like to contract because I don't want their benefit, but they claim to have jurisdiction, and they've made me a United States citizen, at least in their minds, through their corporate fiction. They've made me one of them. And when you stand up with the audacity to tell them, no, I'm not a corporate fiction, here's my Christian name, and this is the way I spell it, and I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. The problem is that you cannot walk into a court. And, Ed, I think you would agree with me on this. If you were able to walk into a courtroom and say, well, look, I'm not part of your corporate fiction here. I'm sorry that this court and this proceedings and you know does not apply to me. At that point in time, the gavel should bang by the judge, and you turn around and you're allowed to walk out of court.
Well, except that this court is out for blood. We did do that, and it was totally ignored, like, ho-hum, look at the ceiling, look at the walls, okay, and move along.
Yeah. And Grafton County is deplorable. That whole Grafton County court system is a joke. And
well, they are. That's true. That's under Judge Jean Berling. However, this is the U.S. Federal District Court. I sued the feds in 2005. Because they did a raid on the property with 28 individuals from the government with snipers and state police and do all that stuff. So I sued them for that. They dismissed the case. Judge Jean Berling from Grafton County put the case into the federal court. Federal court then, of course, I couldn't recognize the jurisdiction, dismissed the case, and then they slam dunked me 6 months later. That's how it all came down. This is my case, not theirs.
Yes, yeah, and you're right. They have the power, but they do not have the authority.
Thank you. They have two ways that they have control over you. One is through power, force of power, and the other one is through your acceptance. I have removed the acceptance by walking out of the court. They don't exist as far as I'm concerned. So now all they have left is the force of power with their guns.
Yeah,
and that's the part where we take the stand. If they wish to do that, I have no choice except under law, to obey the law, under lethal force doctrine, and them acting under color of law, color of authority, is to stop them. I have to stop them.
And they're your servants, right?
I'm sorry?
And they're your servants, too, right? I mean,
yeah, they're my public servants. That's exactly right.
It's incredible how much nonsense is involved in this whole taxation. It's legalized extortion.
This is it, guys.
It's illegal.
But you know something? This is it. If you don't come together now, this nation does not pull together now, right now, on this issue right here, and the momentum has already started, you're not going to get another chance after this. It's all over. You know that. The chip comes in next year. And if we don't start the fight now, you know, with the law and you know, with our mouths and stuff, there's going to be all hell bent for leather rooftop politics starting next year. I'll guarantee it.
Well, and we're reminded, folks, about our politicians, the people that are in public service to us. And I like to joke about that, but it's really not a joke when you think about it. And down here, they have another term for servicing. That's what they do to cows down here to artificially inseminate them. But we're not cattle. We're not chattel for the state. We are not corporate entities. We're standing up under the Constitution. And we're not a fictitious straw man, of which they made us, Ed. And this is how they whipsawed everybody into believing that you have to pay these taxes. I was thinking about you this morning, Ed, and I'm watching one of these companies that produce these programs for tax forms, and after you prepare your taxes and you send them over to the IRS, that it'll automatically tell you that the IRS received your online version of your self-reporting. Now, supposedly, this was all supposed to be voluntary. And up until a few years ago, I don't know if it's still that way, even the 1040 forms on the inside cover of their little booklet would tell you, thank you for participating in the world's most successful voluntary tax program.
Of course. People just don't read those. See, they assume rather than knowing. Why would it be so stupid as to contribute into something that only pays the International Monetary Fund interest money, you know, for nothing? I didn't create that debt. Congress did. Let them pay it off.
Hmm.
Besides that, it doesn't run the government. Everybody seems to think it runs the government. It doesn't. Not one penny of it runs the operation of this government, of the federal government or the state government. That's all separate. 54 separate taxes at least run the government in state, county, town, and national, besides the income tax, separate from the income tax.
Yeah, it's so funny. If you look into this and you go to the Republicans, you study and the Republicans, you study the Democrats, independent, whatever, and you study the Patriot part of it and the constitutional part of it, and not all this nonsense that they want all these policies to be taken care of and paid for and all this other stuff. You have to have a rule of law. You can't make up the laws as the government sees fit as we go along in this country. And there's no concrete foundation anymore.
Show me a good question to ask these judges. Judge, what form of law are we operating under here? I don't understand, sir. Would you please clear it up for me? You're not here to teach me law. I understand that too, sir. But are we operating under common law, sir? No, we're not operating under common law. Are we operating under admiralty law? No. So I can reassure you, Mr. Brown, we are operating under statutory law. I said, well, thank you very much, Judge. I certainly appreciate that. Well, then would you please tell me, sir, because so I can better prepare for my case, correctly, so I'm not wasting the court's time. Would you tell me, sir, whether I find a rule of law for statutory law?
There is none.
No kidding. So guess what? If there's no rule of law, sir, there is no law. Statutory law is nothing more than admiralty law used on the land. What a crock of BS. End of story, gentlemen.
I've been to court and I've asked those questions.
I'm sure you have.
And we've done a lot. Our group in Vermont is actually pretty proactive. And
I know they are. I've been watching you guys for years.
Yeah, and they just don't listen to you. They don't.
That's exactly. So here's what I'm saying, and I'm fully aware of that. So if they're not going to listen anymore, we have no redress of grievance anymore. Now you would dig in your heels and say, okay, you want to get it on? You're trying to take over this country. You public servants, go ahead and try it. Watch what happens. We're through with you. Cast them out. Doesn't the Constitution of Vermont say the same thing as Article 10 does in New Hampshire?
100%. I always go to Concord to the Constitutional Convention every year down there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Throw them out. Yeah. Throw the bums out, because that's all they are—a bunch of lawyer bums. The lawyers themselves. They're in industry. They're in the churches. God, they're everywhere. They're like a disease on the plague on the land.
And we need a million people like you in this country right now doing the same thing you're doing.
Exactly.
And
dig in your heels. Just say no. Hey, guys, you give yourself a great raise of 28% next year. Just don't pay those stupid taxes. You don't have to.
Surely, you don't have to pay them.
You don't have to pay them. Good Lord. What's it going to take to get you to say, oh, but I don't want to go to jail. Oh, my God, I'm so afraid. Then fear is a mind killer. You can't think when you're afraid. So, okay, be a slave. There's your choice.
Yeah, that's
for me, as Patrick Henry said, gentlemen, I don't know what my fellow countrymen wish to do, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah, and that's a great quote. My dad always says, you can't educate a slave. I don't know.
You can't.
Death awaits us all. It's what we do with our life while we're here alive on planet Earth.
You got it.
Yeah.
It's how we choose to live our lives.
Who are these people? I get back into space 100 miles and look back at the planet or something. All I can see is this pond scum. All of us. And all we're doing is just gobbling up our resources here on the planet. So we're fighting on this planet in this beautiful universe over some kind of money? Come on, guys. We got a heck of a lot of living to do here. What's this nonsense about who's going to get all our, take our money if we do this? I don't understand it. I just don't. I'm never going to understand it.
Well, and what it does, and you started to talk about it earlier, Ed, that this is taking, it's supplanting normal life our attitudes. It is making us something that we are not supposed to be. And a lot of people are living in abject fear. And when you have that and you're disconnected from the planet and the rest of mankind, it's sad. We've almost become little isolated entities. And there's millions of us out there that feel the very same way. And what they need to do, Ed, is what you did, is to cast off that fear, because fear is that debilitating disease.
Sure.
It just locks you right in, and you do nothing. You're in stasis. You're not moving. You're not doing anything. You're frozen.
But I don't want you to misunderstand me. Now, I'm not a brave man here. But you see, I happen to have something that I thought everybody else had inside of them. I have the Creator in me. I'm never alone, ever. That being the case, what are they going to do to me? They're going to send me to the Creator sooner? I'm going anyway, one way or the other. Shall I go as a coward or as a slave? Or shall I stand up as a man and do what I'm supposed to do and protect my family? I guess I failed this time. My wife's down there with a ankle bracelet out of state because of the lack of control here. That's going to change quick.
When did they raid your house and remove your firearms?
24th of May passed.
All right. We'll take the break. We'll come back on the other side. I want to play something for Ed. I don't think he may not have ever heard this. It's called Visitor from the Past. And we're reminding folks out there the call-in number. I think I might have Ed take over for the remainder of this program today. So callers, be kind. Get on air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, I'm going to ask you, I'm not feeling real good, my friend. I'm going to ask you to continue for the next hour, but I do want to leave you with this. Fred Smart, call him. He's the coordinator for Ed Brown, 847-878-8090. I'm going to play this piece. Ed, please, if you will, sir, take over for me in the next hour, and I will talk with you real soon. Go ahead, Chris. Roll Visitor from the Past.
I had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we'd hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt, put men of God in jail, harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid.
Go ahead, tell them to talk.
Hey, start talking. Who's talking? Talk on air? I don't know how to talk on air. Ladies and gentlemen, you got a call in? Somebody's calling in or what?